We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Question for you that are listening right now. How do you think you would be acting right now if the last solid meal you ate was Monday night and it was a Dodger dog? How would your life be right now? And just think about that for a second, because I want to give props to my boy Brian right here, because that is his life right now. He hasn't eaten since Monday night, and he's a big ass dude. He's tall. He's almost 7 feet tall. And I don't know how you're handling it, bro. And I know you don't believe in people saying, "Oh, I'm hangry," because you don't believe in that.
No.
But well, what about now, bro?
Nah, I still don't, because one, I'm not hangry at all. I'm tired. I'm exhausted, but that's not so much the eating thing. Yes, my last meal was a Dodger dog on Monday at the game.
That was a poor decision.
I mean,
on your behalf.
You're at a baseball game. What am I supposed to do?
And it's all for a great cause. You have a medical procedure going down today in a few hours. We'll get into it in a second.
Yeah, yeah. So for me, hangry is just like, go feed yourself. But I can't eat because I'm getting a colonoscopy at 11 today. And I think right now I'm in a haze of just exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's because you can't eat for like 36 hours and don't eat any food. You can't eat nuts or seeds or anything for like 10 days leading up to it, because they want your entire colon to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they can go in there with the camera, they go up the rear end,
yeah,
snake through that thing.
Old Town Road.
Look for polyps and whatnot. Yeah, they look for cancerous polyps. And it's a big deal because my brother had stage 3 colon cancer.
Right.
So they want to make sure that, you know, heredity wise, like I'm in the clear. Mm-hmm. But you have to do this flush with magnesium sulfide.
That doesn't sound good.
It is the craziest thing I've ever done. I had to do one round at 8 p.m., one round at 10 p.m.
Right.
And you have to drink a bunch of water, and you drink this. It tastes like watered down cough syrup. And I was sitting there, I went Instagram stories, and I was like, well, I guess I wait now. And I'm not kidding you, like 5 minutes later, everything just starts, like you just start going, like everything starts evacuating from your body.
Yeah.
And the fluids are just flushing through you because they're trying to really clean out the entire colon walls so they can get a really good look at what's in there. You do that twice. And the thing that I did not anticipate was the lack of sleep you're going to get when your body is flushing fluids. Because the second round was at 10 p.m. And I was like, cool, I'll be done by about 11, 11:30. But I didn't get done. I woke up at like 3:15 in the morning with another round.
Wow.
And you were sleeping, but you're kind of panicking.
That darn Dodger dog.
I'm thankful there was at least something solid in there at some point. Because after a while, it just becomes straight up liquid.
Yeah.
And you don't sleep because you're sitting there like, you close your eyes and you go, oh my God, what if I don't wake up?
No.
What if it all just comes?
Make it.
If I let it go in my bed, I would nail my door shut and you'd never see me again.
Like, where's Brian?
The shame of a colonoscopy accident.
Who's going to go look for him? It was like, I don't know.
Nice. It's an experience, man. If you've ever done a colon flush, woof. Yeah. Wow. Wowzers.
So, to wrap this up, man, and honestly, man, we pray for the best results for you. Will you know today after your colonoscopy if it's overall looking good and healthy?
They'll give me a gist of what they found, whether it comes to polyps and how many. My brother had 9 and one was cancerous.
Yeah.
So they'll give me a look. They put me under. So I'll be out for this. They were like, do you want to be sedated? I was like, you're going up my butt? Hell yeah. Put me out, yo. I don't want to be having a conversation with you during that process.
So, tell me how's work.
What's going on down there? Do you guys have a mirror? So they can tell me if they found polyps, how many, and then they're going to send probably a tissue sample to get a biopsy on to make sure that some of the things, if they find stuff, aren't precancerous cells.
Right.
So I'll have a general, tomorrow I'll have a general idea of what my prognosis looks like.
Well, we're praying in advance for great news, my man, and we're all with you, bro, and we're also getting audio of you coming out of anesthesia, which should be good.
Yeah, apparently you're supposed to be real honest. So that's the part for me that's the most nerve-wracking, because I can be a little bit reckless. So we'll see. I don't know who's going to get it today. Family, girlfriend, you guys, who knows?
Oh, geez. And it's just important. Thank you for being open about this, man, because I think this kind of stuff is going on in people's lives, and it's important that we talk about everything, you know, even to the point where my wife, Janet, yesterday texted me. She's like, hey, I want you to schedule one, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, man, why not be proactive about our health, you know, and catch things early?
It's one of the cancers that's so rare because it's so preventable in terms of screening. Like,
right.
It's not often that usually cancer gets us when it's already like stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. But with colon cancer, the polyps start. They're not cancers initially, but you can get those removed. So it's very preventable, both men and women. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a dude thing anymore, and you should do it way before 45.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tune in tomorrow at this time to find out more info on how it goes.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
As you know, we like to be very real, very honest here on our show and talk about everything. Funny things, real things, serious things, health issues. And Brian got a colonoscopy yesterday. He's about to reveal the results. And appreciate you doing this, bro, because not only that, but, you know, your younger brother, Pat, had colon cancer. And God willing, we'll find out soon that he's completely clear of it.
Right.
But so far, so good.
Everything looks good. They think so. They just want to make sure that he gets enough time to, like, really get the screenings done.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, thankfully, we have this platform to bring awareness to things like this and encourage you to get a colonoscopy. But right now, we're about to find out the results and also play some audio. Because, of course, Brian's like, yo, man. Record me coming out of anesthesia. It should be funny. So we also have the audio he's going into this colonoscopy thinking of, like, I hope the audio is good.
It was 8 minutes of rambling that I chopped it like 40 seconds.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Here's what I learned the most out of starving myself for 36 hours and then doing like the colon flush with all the fluids and stuff is that Instagram is definitely spying on me, spying on everybody. It listens to everything because all I had in my Instagram feed was just food advertisements, like Taco Bell was trying to get me. Jack in the Box was sliding into my DMs. It's crazy.
You know what's so true and so crazy? Because I constantly get different things. Like somebody was promoting Filipino sweatshirts because I hang out with DJ Majestic so much. it just popped up on myself on my Instagram feed. So facts on that, bro.
So after the show yesterday, I kind of ran out of gas about 9:15 yesterday. Like I hit the point where I didn't have enough calories in my body to like maintain anymore. So I was really tired. Roll over to LaPierre Surgical Center on Wilshire. They are awesome. Like big shout out to Dr. Dabib, Dr. Tom, Janelle, the clinic manager, and then nurses. National Nursing Week. George, Ian, Enna, and Chindu. They were amazing. I think the roughest part was waiting to actually have the procedure. Like you get, you know, dressed down in your gowns and stuff, and you check in, do all that, and then you just have to wait with an IV and you're just chilling in a bed because they gotta wait for the operating room to open up. That part takes the longest. Then you roll right in, man. You roll right in. And I was talking to Dr. Tom, the anesthesiologist, and I'm like talking about radio and stuff, goofing around. And they're like, yeah, you're just gonna roll on your side, and then next thing I know, bam! Lights out.
You're out.
Yeah. Lights out. I'll play the audio of me coming out of anesthesia at the end because it's funnier than, just the results. But first, I want to play the results of what they found in my colonoscopy.
Okay. It looked great. Okay. Very healthy, very normal. You did have some polyps. You had a total of 5.
Okay.
One of them a little larger, 4 of them very small.
So the one that was large is good that I was in now.
It's good, yeah. I mean, not that next week would have done anything.
But 1 week turns into 2 years for me.
So yeah. they all, to my eyes, look completely healthy and benign, but I'm going to send it over to the pathology lab, and then we'll know better exactly the type. And then after that, we'll determine when to do your next.
So they found 5 polyps. 4, he said they all looked benign to him, but one was large enough that it was a little, you know, of concern. Mm-hmm. We're going to send it over to the lab and get test results on it, and that to find out what kind of polyp it is,
right?
If it's like cancerous, has cancer cells or whatnot, and that'll determine when my next one is, right?
Got it.
Like whether I got to come back 10 years, 5 years, whatever. And that's the cool part to me was, and I think it was important for me, and I think it's an important lesson to share with everybody is, so I had 4 that were, you know, tiny and one that was kind of on the larger side. Mm-hmm. And like I said, 1 week turns into 2 years for me. Like you put things off. It's so easy to put off health stuff.
Easy,
right,
man.
Like, oh, I'll go to the dentist eventually. Yeah. You don't go for like 9 years.
Facts.
So that's why I want to encourage people to go get your colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Dr. Beeb, they're all awesome. And colon cancer, you don't want to let, like, I don't want to be here in 5 years with stage 3 colon cancer because I just didn't, like, follow up and go get the colonoscopy. Yeah.
Well, man, thank you for sharing that, bro. God willing, that also that comes back saying that there's no issues with that one.
Yeah.
That one polyp they're sending for testing.
Yeah, yeah. And he said it looked benign. So, but coming out of anesthesia, man, boy, I tell you, that you knock out fast. It feels like a nap. So if you're worried about the surgery part, don't. Because, boy, you feel rested afterwards.
Yeah.
But coming out, I had like an 8-minute rambling session that I cut into a montage of kind of the greatest hits.
Greatest
and I was kind of just wanting to give people awards and tell people how much I liked them.
Aww.
Yeah, and I talked about radio. I even did a little singing.
Oh, Dr. B, you the real MVP. I'd like to thank you guys for having me. I got to scratch my nose. You guys are the best around. Take my horse and ride till I can't no more. Got horses in the back. Just brought in the back. Almost put my gown on backwards. I didn't know which side the front opens, slits part goes. But I figured it out. I love you guys, man. I love you.
Awesome. I'm a very friend. I'm like a drunk pirate from Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm like, hey, everybody, come on down.
Cheersing everyone. Right. Big
you
bug.
Were so nice. Yeah. I think we need to give you a little anesthesia every morning, my man.
Dr. Tom, come in here and drug me up.
Come on.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.